So we're joined by Daria Gavrilova after the 2-1 victory today over Siniakova. And Daria, first of all, just tell me, is there a better feeling than winning the top match in the final set like you did today?
Yeah, it was a really tough match. I've played Yekaterina before, and it was a really tough match. And yeah, I expected to have a tough battle, and I'm really happy with the way I finished it off.
And away from the court, we've seen that you've been doing a bit of sightseeing around the city centre, Victoria Square.
Yeah.
Have you had much chance to venture anywhere else around Birmingham since you've been here?
Yeah, we're really lucky. We're staying in the middle of the city in the hotel, so I went to a few restaurants, really enjoying the food here. And I know that the city is pretty big, but I've seen a few things, so yeah, I like to do touristy things when I have the opportunity.
And you've represented both Russia and Australia during your career, but tell me, which country produces the best music?
Australia, obviously. Australia. Clearly.
Yeah.
I do like the new singer, Anne-Marie. She's English.
Yeah, any of her songs that are on your playlist at the moment in particular?
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoy her music.
Back to the Russia-Australia question. Are there any Russian or Australian bands that you particularly listen to in your spare time?
I do listen to a few Russian songs sometimes. More when I'm around Russians and they send me some songs. But mostly I listen to English music. Not British, but music in English. So, a few Australian. Like, if I go old school, I do like Kylie Minogue a lot.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good choice.
But, yeah, it's a mixture.
And finally, looking ahead to the rest of the week, how do you fancy chances of going on to the final, maybe lifting the trophy at the end of the week?
Hopefully I can win a few more matches and even go all the way.
Daria, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Isol.